Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Time for the Pensacola Chamber Connection. Where you lead, I will follow. Guess what? I learned that in my leadership class. So guess what we're going to be talking about? Our president and CEO, Todd Thompson, I think he's on vacation. How dare he go on vacation in the middle of summer?
Who said that was allowed?
Who gave him permission to do that? But hopefully, Todd, you're having a great time. So in the meantime, I'm excited to have some special guests. Ruthie Noel is here. She is the curriculum chair for this new class of Leadership Pensacola. And I understand a welcome back to Trevor. Trevor Rodabaugh is back in the position of VP of Operations at the Chamber. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So
it's great
to
be
have you back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Okay. So we're here to talk about the leadership class of what year?
2027.
Wow. So I was in 2024. So I was a late bloomer.
Hey, well, I was 2022. I wasn't that far behind
you. Okay. Okay. So it was a great experience. I can't say enough good things about it. But you're here to talk about leadership. So for someone maybe that isn't that familiar with the chamber world, or we have 13 chambers in this area.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
And Pensacola is kind of the greater Pensacola Chamber has been here the longest, I believe. 1800,
right.
Something like that. I've been here a long time.
Yes.
But this leadership program has been here a long time as well. So let's talk about what that is.
That's right. Yes. So Leadership Pensacola, often referred to as LEAP, is a premier leadership program of the Pensacola Chamber Foundation. And it was founded in 1982. And the program is designed to engage, educate, and inspire local leaders. So over 40 years later, hundreds of alumni.
Wow.
And just the positive ripple effects across the community. As you can imagine, as you know, from participating.
I've experienced it.
When you raise the IQ that way, just how much more effective we can be in plugging in and benefiting the community.
Absolutely, because you're networking with people that you might not normally, your paths might normally cross. That was the benefit to me, because it'd be very rare. I don't really get into the hospital unless I'm got a problem.
So, right. That's right.
So you'll be talking about the whole class, but it's a year-long program. So in addition to having 50-some people that you're getting to know that you might not come across in your world, you also get a chance every month to learn about it. The hospital day, it was amazing because I learned things I never knew, and I've lived here for years.
That's right. That's exactly right. It is. You said it, Meg. It's deliberately designed to bring that cross-sector representation of our community together, and that includes, like we were talking about before, you're not too young and you're not too old.
Right.
LEAP is for everybody. Every
we had to range, I think, from early 20s up to the 60s in my
That's
class.
That's right, and that is, I will tell you what, that is by design. We try to get a good representative sample of what our community actually looks like, mm-hmm. to bring together people who are a little earlier on in their career, certainly in that middle management, and also senior level leaders as well,
right.
so that everybody gets to learn and benefit from each other. And yes, so you said it. So the curriculum component is one day a month. We're out. It's a structured day, highly structured, if you will recall. And
so before we start that, you get selected for the year.
Oh, yeah.
So we should probably, in case someone's not familiar, you have
sure.
to kind of interview and audition, so to speak. Or apply.
Well, yes. So there's a nomination process, an application process, the selection process. It is all very structured.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's usually around January is when we open up the nominations. The best, you can certainly nominate yourself. So anyone can be nominated. It works best when it's somebody who has gone through the program would then say, hey, you know what? I know someone else who would be a good fit for this.
Do you nominate someone, right? Or from your business. A lot of the businesses every year have people representing their companies.
Yes.
Which is very smart.
Or, you know, if it's your supervisor, like what a great person to recommend you and say, mm-hmm. I think you'd be a good fit for this program. And then they will support you going through because it is a significant investment of time.
Right. Well, that's what I wanted you to get to was that it's a year-long program, almost.
Almost, yeah, July to May.
Right.
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay, so once you're in, tell us a little bit about the curriculum.
Yes.
That's where you were going.
Well, so that's the structure. Structure of the program is we've got this monthly curriculum days, and then there's also a community project. So the class works together, and it's about 50 or so people in each class, selected for each class. I will mention, since we're talking about it, I think we had over 200 nominations.
Wow.
That's correct. Yeah.
This past year, and almost as many applications come through. So, and then only about 50 seats that are offered. So it is a competitive process to get selected.
Wow. Okay. So once you're selected, then you have the, have you announced the new class?
Yes. Oh, yes. We were very excited. We had a, when was that, Trevor, the press release?
Press release went out about a month ago.
About a month ago on that. So look for that. Yes, you'll see. And it's a good lineup. Amazing. It was a difficult decision.
Oh, I bet.
Who's in, who's out,
how do you
pick maybe
even?
Next year. Yeah. Yes, it was in the best possible way a hard decision to make. But again, after 40 years, we've figured some things out about
that's
good to hear.
What's a good combination? So not just even looking at individual resumes and individual application responses, which of course we are, but then how does this group come together? How is this going to play together? The group dynamics of this
that's
combination
right.
of different leaders in our community.
I didn't even think about that, but of course that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and so now that so what we typically do, graduation for the year is in May, and then we celebrate this past year's class of 2026. Shout out to the shiniest class ever. Absolutely incredible.
Absolutely.
Right, and Trevor, that was your first kind of exposure to full leap year.
That's right, yeah. No, I mean, it was an absolutely phenomenal experience.
Were you in the class, Trevor?
I was not in the class, but in the role that I was in, I was kind of responsible for a lot of the logistics and the planning.
Sure, yeah, of course.
And kind of herding the cats, so to speak. but no, absolutely great group of people that worked very, very collaboratively together. And, man, it was heck, if I had to have a first year, that was a great first year to be a part of that class and get an opportunity to get to know those folks. So tremendous leaders in that group for sure.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And so again, same thing. They went through the process. They had the nomination. They had the application. We have the selection. And then this past year's class, still celebrating their incredible class project. They contributed to the sensory garden at Gulf Coast Kids House, which they had selected as their project. And it was it's usually around $30,000-$40,000 is the fundraising cap. So there's a fundraising element to this class project. It is in support of a local nonprofit. So even choosing the class project is a competitive process.
It's hard decision to make. The class makes it together, but it's still hard.
That's right. And so all of our so many worthy nonprofits, as you know, here in our community will submit their requests and say, hey, I think we have a great project for the LEAP class to do this year. And then there will be a voting process and then they'll end up choosing. And so this past year's class was really extra special because not only was Rachel from Gulf Coast Kids House in the class, Rachel Smith, right. but also after the class selected as their project, then they Gulf Coast Kids House got an Impact 100 award. So it took the garden from pretty amazing to pretty epically amazing.
That's right.
And so that was really, really cool to see how this year's class got to kind of put their fingerprints and their stamp on this. And you know what a worthy mission Gulf Coast Kids House is. Just incredible.
That's awesome. If you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Excuse me, our experts this morning are here with the Pensacola Chamber talking about the leadership program. So if you have questions, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. We did get a text in. I know who this is, but I won't say who it is. It's from a listener, wants to know which year had the best class ever?
Oh, boy.
Okay, the text line's going to light up now.
This solidly depends on who is answering the question.
Yeah, it's definitely a debatable thing. I think every class has their claim.
Yes.
I think it's an easy answer.
My class was the best class ever. The greatest, because our title, we were the greatest class ever.
That's right. Y'all are greatest, G-R-A-T-E-S-T.
Yes, that's right. Greatest cheese, but there's a whole other story behind that.
Yeah, I think it was something that came in misspelled, and you guys just ran with it. Is that the story as I heard?
No, there's another story, but it's going to stay within the class.
There's always a story. That's right. Well,
but the greatest class ever sounds good, doesn't it?
The greatest class, that's right. And I think there's also the most class ever, the best class ever.
I mean, how many 40 years of classes?
40 years later. That's right. So that's right. Very much depends on who you ask. I have to say 2022 We were objectively, though, we were the longest class ever. That COVID situation threw things off. So.
Oh, you should get an award just for that.
I think we patted ourselves on the back quite a bit through the process.
That number again, 850-437-6020. Here's your chance to brag.
That's right. You let us know.
Okay.
But speaking of the project, I will mention that right now we actually have the opportunity open for our local nonprofits to submit for this next year's class. And
great.
So that will be officially decided around September, the beginning of September. So we've got the RFP is out.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Where do we go? If I'm listening and I'm involved with a nonprofit, where should I go to get that information?
You could go to PensacolaChamber.com. Go straight to our website, and we've got a section in there for Leadership Pensacola. It's the Community Give Back Project. There's a cursor on the home screen, though, that'll take you right to it.
Okay.
And it includes the requirements. You know, I mean, you have to be a 501c3, and there are some other requirements that are very strict around the guidelines for who can apply.
Mm-hmm.
But we're taking those through August 7th.
August 7th. So you still got a couple weeks to get that together.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And to think about, you know, this happens every year, too. We have such an incredible nonprofits in our community with great ideas and great grant applications out there. But what we're looking for with LEAP is something that about 50 people can participate in.
Right.
And so there is certainly... you know, no harm in applying, but mm-hmm. just to think about, if you're thinking about it from that perspective of what's something that's going to take about 50 people to do, there's going to be a fundraising component, a communications component, logistics, all of those things, but that everybody has their hands in it so that the whole class contributes.
It's a group project. And
it really is.
For the Gulf Coast Guest House was that because it was outdoors. I'm sure there was some labor involved.
There was some construction involved.
So everybody had a role to play, which is great.
That's right.
So that's great. We're talking about the Pensacola Chamber's leadership program, which is very exciting. The new class has been selected. Now tell us a bit about the day-to-day. Every month you do a day, community day, correct?
That's right, yep. So that's what we call our curriculum, and that's a monthly day. Funny story, actually. Now, my husband, we ended up going through LEAP together, and so he referred to them as our adult field trips, which I think is pretty accurate. And the incredible part there is that every year, over 100 alumni from the program come back together to serve in a volunteer capacity to plan the new year's class. And so we've got folks that have been involved for 10, 15 years, some who just graduated in the last couple of years and say, I love this program. I want to come back and be part of it. And so they'll help plan a day. And so we've got volunteers who are the day chair and co-chair.
Mm-hmm.
We've got volunteer committees, and they just leverage their networks and say, for example, if we've got leadership day, here's where we're going around the community. Like you said, kind of peek behind the curtain and see the different aspects of what makes our community tick. How are the decisions made? Who are the leaders in the seats across our community that you might see the headlines, but you don't know what's going on behind them.
Sure.
So that gives that opportunity to get on site.
Yeah, one of the days that struck me, in addition to the medical one, was the one I thought I knew a lot about but didn't, was the law enforcement day.
Oh, yes, public safety.
I learned so much that day. That was amazing.
And so public safety is a great example because you'll get, typically we do a tour of the jail.
Mm-hmm.
We do a tour
eye-opening.
Oh, very eye-opening.
Yeah,
the emergency operations center, we usually make it over there. We get a chance to meet with the paramedics and hear what dispatch is hearing, and it's incredible. And again, the community also welcomes the Leadership Pensacola class every year and gives us that opportunity to bring this big group of folks that come do a tour, maybe there's a panel involved. Certainly there's expert speakers throughout the day, subject matter experts on the topic of the day. So public safety, healthcare, education, regional economics. We've just got a little bit like a deep dive for just one day into these very vast and complex topics. But like we always say, like, this is the tip of the iceberg, and you got a lot more homework when you leave here. But it gives kind of that arm's distance gets removed, and you get to come see and participate what's going on.
So one of the big ones, though, I have to mention is Government Day.
Oh, yes.
Do we want to talk about that?
Certainly. Yes.
Sure.
Tell us, what was was your experience like, Meg, with our Civics and Government Day?
Well, we went to Tallahassee as part of our deal.
There
so
go.
There's the Tallahassee, the infamous leadership class Tallahassee trip, they call it.
That's right.
That's right.
And it was interesting. I would give it a capital I on that, but we learned a lot. We got up into the Capitol. We got tours. We met some of our leaders, our representatives up there. But you're there overnight, so you get a chance to. It's a long day. I mean, we were there for a long time, but it was really, I learned a lot.
Yes.
Again, learned a lot of things I thought I knew.
That's
know,
right.
But I didn't.
Well, and Tallahassee trip is always a great one. If you, especially even if you grew up in Florida, maybe you went when you were a kid to the Capitol. Maybe you did a field trip there. But to go back as an adult, a tax-paying, hopefully voting citizen, to go back and see the interesting beast that are committee weeks and different meetings and getting to meet with the local delegation. You know, ours here are so incredible. They're so available to us. But I love going, getting to go there and see what's their office look like. Where are they sitting there in the Capitol building?
I loved being just in the Capitol building and sitting in the rooms where the decisions are made.
Yes.
And you could feel the history in the room.
That's
I love
right.
that part of it.
Yeah. That's right.
So that was really neat. And the Supreme Court. I mean, just a lot. I mean, the Florida Supreme Court. I mean, just all of it. It's really fascinating.
And so another just shout out to, again, years of program process improvement. But so we do that in Tallahassee at the state level. And then we also do our Civics and Government Day here locally so that you have a chance to do the same thing and sit where the Board of County Commissioners sit. And we do one of our fan favorites is our mock the city hall meeting with the city council.
Yes, I forgot about that one. Yes,
sometimes stranger than fiction, and so that's always a fan favorite of the class, just to kind of go through the process, a debate process, and see. What's funny though is that some of that has manifested. I know one year that the mock debate was, should we have paid parking downtown?
Uh-oh.
And we've seen how that has gone.
So right.
Some of these ideas coming out of our LEAP classes.
Well, if you just joined us, we're talking to Ruthie Noel. She is the volunteer curriculum chair for this year for Leadership Pensacola. Trevor Rodabaugh, who has just joined us again, back with us as a VP of operations. So, you know, with all the volunteer work and everything, Ruthie, you sound very, very excited about all of this. But why? What is your motivation? You don't have to do this. I mean, why come back and lead this whole thing? Because it's complicated. There's a lot of devils in the details.
Oh, that is such a great question. You know, I didn't grow up here. I've been in Pensacola since 2013. I love this community. And just like I think most of the alumni who come back to help with LEAP, they, for the most part, I'd say probably 90-10 split. 90% had such an incredible opportunity with the program. It really changed. People who grew up here, people who are not from here, same story. They just, they learned things that they never otherwise would have had the opportunity to learn. That other 10% saw something they were really unhappy about and said, I'm getting involved. I'm coming back.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm going to change.
I thought about that. Yes, that's absolutely
that's
true.
Fewer and farther between. But you know what? Whatever it takes, whatever sparks the motivation to say, we'll get then just be part of the process. And so I do. I love getting to, it's a privilege to get to come back to work with this group of alumni.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's very rewarding. It's very fulfilling to get to give back in that way.
So I have a question for you, Trevor. You left for different reasons, and now you're back. What
That's
brought
right.
you back?
You know, I'd spent my entire career in a different industry and joined the chamber last year and had a ball. And really the biggest draw to me for the job was the Leadership Pensacola program. It was my family moved here in the 80s, so I'm not from here originally, but this is home for sure. And I learned along with the class a tremendous amount about our community that I didn't know, having been a long-term resident. So I think the program is absolutely fabulous. And, you know, and working with the alumni, I think in particular, is very, very rewarding. You know, and Ruthie, you know, I think is selling herself short here a little bit with the time commitment here to be curriculum chair. She has spent hours and hours and hours, and we just have our orientation meeting this week.
Wow. So that's right. Orientation on
Thursday
is just kicking off.
Wow.
So, you know, the part that I think a lot of people maybe don't understand about Leadership Pensacola is that it's alumni run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's
it's all volunteers.
It's all volunteers.
And Trevor.
You know, mm-hmm. and then you have someone that's a representative from the chamber that kind of helps, you know, guide that process and pay the bills for some of the things. And you know, so I'm the only paid person that's a mm-hmm. part of this program at all, you know, in the role that I'm in. So it's absolutely a privilege to work with all the alumni. And, you know, we've got a lot of them.
Okay, this is a great question from one of our listeners. How did LEAP start? Is it a program in other cities as well?
Oh, that is a great question. I've heard different lore around the origins,
that's right.
specifically okay. of Leadership Pensacola. And I have to give a quick shout out to Dick Appleyard because he told me LEAP actually stands for Leadership Escambia and Pensacola, L-E-A-P.
Oh,
I had not heard that. I had not heard that until earlier this year. So that might be part of it. But I will say yes. As you know, Meg, there's Leadership Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm. There's now, I think, the Perdido Chamber is also doing.
Well, the Pensacola right. Beach Chamber did their first leadership program this past year.
And also teenage versions of that mm-hmm. as well. I know the yep. Gulf Breeze Chamber has like a junior LEAP.
When I lived in Bay County, did the Bay County has a leadership program. A lot of times it's countywide. So
yes.
Bay County and then Santa Rosa, of course, I did that program as well. Different years, a few years in between, of course. And then Pensacola. But I'm sure they're all over the country, I would imagine. In the chamber world, they seem to be very... I guess, rooted in the Chambers of Commerce.
In the chamber world. And then one thing that I'll mention, too, is that as the Leadership Northwest Florida, which is a program of Florida's Great Northwest, which
right.
is regional economic
right.
development, has evolved, that is an interesting one because, of course, there's also Leadership Florida.
Right.
And so there's a statewide version, and then we have these sort of local chamber-based, and we also have the regional. So it's mm-hmm. like we you can do Leadership Pensacola, then move on to Florida's Great Northwest version, and then even up to the state level. So, again, lifelong learning, if you want it, it's out there.
Yeah.
It is available.
Yeah. Well, we need leaders in our community that are dedicated like you. So thank you so much for taking this on because it's no small project. And there's
so grateful to Trevor. I have got to give a shout out to Trevor. Trevor coming back to the chamber has been the gift of my summer for sure. Mm. And the support the chamber offers this program going on all these years, decades later,
right.
it just cannot be overstated how excited that we are that we get to do this.
It's a legacy.
Yes.
It's
absolutely.
An important legacy. And we're, you know, for us, we are training the new leaders, giving them all the knowledge they need to be successful.
That's right. And if, you know, we should do like a LEAP Hall of Fame. There
yes.
might be something like that across
next time
the
you
years.
Come on, we'll have to see some of the folks that have, because when I think of most of the mayors have been through it.
Yes.
That I can
right.
think of, right?
Elected officials. Alex Andrade
mm-hmm.
is a LEAP alum.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
There
sheriff,
are several.
Our current sheriff.
Yep.
That's right.
Is an alum as well.
Alumni.
That's
yeah.
right.
Just about every company in town has one of their leaders has been a leader. And then what's neat too is other people who don't hold a leadership position per se where they work actually take on a leadership position with LEAP and in the community.
That's right, because you have to yeah. lead from where you are. It really
mm-hmm.
is not about your title or
right.
you know, it's what can you influence around you. And I will say this, that if you ask most of the alumni, even if you're not coming back and participating in the planning and, you know, putting on the curriculum every year, the network that you make,
oh yes.
it really true. Well, you know, it's the relationships are real. And not a week goes by that I'm not reaching out to somebody that I know
mm-hmm.
through LEAP. And that is the common connector. And so some of this is community service, but some of this is also just helping us all achieve our own goals.
Yes.
I need to know a guy. Who do I call?
Selfishly, I had some great friends that I made during that year and still friends with them. And I would not have crossed their paths had it not been for leadership.
That's right.
And so they're now close friends of mine. And like you said, we have our Facebook page for our class. We're still in touch. We still get together. We had gatherings a couple of years later. So we'll be friends for life.
And to that point, we do have, there is a Leadership
alumni.
Yeah. That's right. And that is, as you can imagine, ebbs and flows over the years. Facebook is one of the best places to check that out. But we've recently had a reinvigoration there. So if you were in Leadership Pensacola at some point in the past, want to get back in touch, get in touch with the chamber because
mm-hmm.
now we have, again, just another dedicated group of people who said, I love this program. Let's keep it going.
All right. Just a couple seconds left here. What have you not said that we need to say before we go?
Check out the chamber. Follow the chamber. Social media. Make sure you're in touch. They've got all the good information going on
mm-hmm.
what's happening in our community representing the small businesses.
Absolutely. And there will be news to come for the Alumni Association here very soon. We'll be putting together a gathering.
Great.
As well, so.
Great. Well, guys, thank you so much. Excited to hear Class of 27 is on their way this week.
Here they come.
All right. And if you want to know more, like they said, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com. Thank you so much to Ruthie and Trevor. We're so glad y'all could come in on this Monday morning. I hope that Todd's enjoying his time off, right?
Good for him.
He deserves it.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, Pensacola's Connection, right here on Pep Talk.